It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
There's that word, that phrase, back to school, and it's back to school bashes for Douglas County families with Umpqua Health and a number of organizations. Vanessa Bossier and Kat Cooper are in. Good morning. Vanessa, let's start with you and talk about what are these events that you're doing. Get really super close to the microphone.
Yeah, good morning. We are having a back-to-school bash. Our first one is this Saturday at Roseburg High School. It's open to anyone in the community and all of our students as far as Glendale and all the way up to Glide. So this event is really about taking pride in our community and showing a commitment to supporting our next generation. That's why we're calling it Building Tomorrow Together.
And talk about what's going to be available.
Well, kids, everything you need to get ready for school. So if your kid needs a backpack, we're going to have those on hand. If your kid needs a haircut, we're going to have that available. School supplies. But our community resources are going to be there, too. We are partnering with many of our community organizations, Aviva, Adapt. They're all going to be on hand. There'll be lots of fun interactive booths. Our student-led organizations will be there. Pickleball club, any of our other groups, such as the Thespians, are going to be performing. It's just going to be a fun event. For anyone of all ages.
And so, and to get the kids there, you have food.
Of course, we've got free food, absolutely. We've also got ice cream, and in addition to that, we have some shaved ice, drinks. Everything will be available during this event, so you don't need to come with food. You don't need to bring your water bottle. We're going to be there and just hope you have a good time.
And this time of year, I mean, people's expenses, gosh, I remember this, of all the things you needed to do, even if you only had one or two kids. That could include things like sports physicals, youth vaccines, things like that, but you have got that covered too.
Absolutely. We're going to have free sports physicals will be available. We're hoping that you can register so we'll know how many to expect, but we really just can't wait to see our students walk into school feeling confident and supported and ready to succeed. So when we're working together with our partners, I mean, it's a win for our kids, and UHA is very proud to be a part of that, making that happen.
And it looks like you've got some of the sports teams doing things at this.
Absolutely. Roseburg Soccer is going to be out there ready to kick that ball around. They'll be on the field with Aero Tag, and Reach Helicopter is planning on landing, and that's really an effort to get kids excited about careers in healthcare.
So if you hear the helicopter, that's what's going on. Now you're doing not just one of these, but two.
We're doing two. Our second one will be at South Umpqua High School. It's a Thursday, August 21st from 3 to 7.
All right. And Kat, talk about all the different groups involved in this.
Oh my gosh, I don't even quite know where to begin. We have been so lucky with partnerships on this. You know, we kind of started this idea working with Thrive Umpqua, and it's really expanded out. I think that when we sort of started, we were like, man, who are we going to work with on this? And it has really expanded, I think, because people are so excited about our youth and our community. So we've been really proud to work with Thrive Umpqua, Roseburg School District, South Umpqua School District, the Cal Creek Band of the Umpqua Tribe of Indians, Douglas ESD. There's countless partners who are really coming together. Adapt Integrated Healthcare. We're working with Aviva Health. So it really feels like the entire community is coming together to support our youth.
Now, is this like the first time you've done something quite like this?
This is the first time we've done this. We're very excited about this. So we're going to get everyone together and see how it goes.
And a busy time. I mean, getting ready for this.
It's been busy. You know, we started planning at the end of the school year, which felt really kind of funny to think about back to school at the end of the school year. But we are excited to see all of this work kind of come to fruition and just really make sure that our kids feel fully supported as they get ready to go back to school.
And again, what are the two days and times?
So we are coming up this Saturday. It is 10 to 3 at Roseburg High School. We also have one at South Umpqua High School that is coming up on Thursday the 21st. And that one is going to be in the evening. We wanted to kind of do a different time and day of the week to ensure that folks with different working schedules are able to hit, anything that works in their schedule. So the one at South Umpqua High School is going to be on Thursday the 21st from 3 to 7 p.m.
All right, Vanessa, anything else we need to add in here?
We're just excited and hope that as many of you can show up as possible and show your support for the youth in our community. It takes all of us to make sure that our kids are going to be successful and they see their future in Douglas County.
All right. Building Tomorrow Together, back to school bashes with Umpqua Health and all the other groups. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.